Okay, Rabbi Sai, our limud of Hilchas Loshon Hara, Hilchas Shmiras HaLoshon, is l'schus refua of Yosef Dov Michaela, Hishtav refua Shleim, v'korav b'sai shalchayla Yisrael. So we learned yesterday, the Chofetz Chaim in Chofetz HaShmira, who tries to bring us, if you like, an Eitz HaTova. And he says, he mentions there, and we had difficulty yesterday trying to understand how it is that it says, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Poiked Avon Ovois Albonim, that the children suffer for the sins of the fathers. Why do the children suffer for the sins of the fathers? And he gives the example, the Chofetz Chaim gives the example in his situation of, as we said, a house where it's the norm to speak Lashon Hara. Yeah, it's, you know, Kam Medabrim Lashon Hara. And a person grows up in such a household, and then he moves on and he goes through the yeshiva system and he gets married and he's got his own household, and now he's Vita speaking Lashon Hara, and he's saying Masoros Havaseinu Biyodeinu, that's what we used to do in my father's house, and I'm keeping up the minhagim of my parents to speak Lashon Hara at the Shabbos table. So the Chofetz Chaim says as follows. Well, the Mefoshim on I didn't understand yesterday why the children should get the Avera of the parents. I understand that the parents should suffer for the Avera of the children because they weren't mechanich them properly. And therefore, when the children sin, then therefore that's a toitzah of the chinuch that they got at home. But why should the children suffer for the sins of the parents? So one suggestion we had, which I did find in one of the Mefoshim on the Masifta, is that it's a punishment for the parents to see their children suffering. When the parents see their children suffering for their Averas, then that's an oinish for the parents in Gan Eden, because the neshama has agmas nefesh to see that the children are suffering. There were two other things that I found brought down. One was that that's probably rare because it's very difficult to know, but if the children have seen that the parents were speaking Lashon Hara on a regular basis, and then something untoward happened to them, Rachman and Islam, they both got killed in a car crash or something like that, then they should have learnt. Yeah, it goes a bit with this week's Sedra, that the Meraglim should have learnt from what they saw happen to Miriam, not to speak Lashon Hara. Here as well, if the children see something, and they could be toiler that, on the Lashon Hara that the parents spoke, or any particular Avera, it doesn't have to be if the child is very stingy because his father was very stingy and didn't give any tzedakah. Be exactly the same thing. If children are doing any avera as a result of the chinuch that they saw at home, and it wasn't a good chinuch, then okay. And the final one that I saw was, why do the children suffer? Yes, why do the children suffer? Because they say Misoyos Aviseinu Biyodeinu. They're using their parents as the crutch to justify what they're doing. They're saying, my parents used to speak Lashon Hara at the table, or Lashon Hara at home, and therefore I do it as well. So they're actually using their parents' chinuch, they're using that as a sort of a justification for the fact they know that it's not right to speak Lashon Hara, they know it's incorrect, but they're using their parents' chinuch and say, yeah, my parents always used to speak Lashon Hara, and therefore I do it as well, I'm continuing the Masoros. But they're using their parents as the crutch, therefore the parents... therefore the children will then suffer for the sins of the parents as well. Zot the Chofetz Chaim. Okay, so it's shaykh that the children will suffer for the sins of the parents. Says the Chofetz Chaim, it's always middo toiva merubo. Look at it the other way around. Look at it from the opposite angle. They're supposing that the parents were balei Lashon Hara, and they brought up their children with a bad chinuch, and those children have been miskaber over that, and they've attended shiurim, and they've gone to lectures, and they've done the Chofetz Chaim program on Tisha B'Av, and they've got a daily shmiras al lashon shir, etc. And the children are now cured of the avera which they saw in their parents' house. Then they are mezakeh. In the same way that the parents can suffer if the children speak Lashon Hara, the parents are going to benefit in Gan Eden. He says the parents are going to enjoy Gan Eden, and maybe they will even have the Avera of Lashon Hara that they spoke will be removed because the children are mezakeh, they're being mesaken the Avera of the parents. Therefore he says that this is it's a wonderful thing, and it doesn't have to be Lashon Hara. Anything that the children do where the parents were not good in that particular thing, they were bad in a particular field of Avodas Hashem, and the children are better, and they do even better than the parents, they are mezakeh their parents, that their parents, if they were going to get Oinesh, will get less of a punishment, they will suffer less in Gan Eden for the averus that they did, because the children are being masakin for them. Yeah, they're helping their parents in Gan Eden.
Start with the Torah Way in Northwest London. Tuesday, Yud Tes Sivan, 25th of June. Rabbi Yeshaya Stroh, Shlita, Kiddush Al Pas. This week's Torah is sponsored by Family Brody, the Nishmus, their father and grandfather. Rav Yehuda ben Rav Levi Gabriel Halevi, Zechon Levracha, the Nishmas. Rav Levi Gabriel ben Rav Notachan Halevi, Zechon Levracha, whose Yad sites were on Shabbos.
Morning, Shalom Aleichem. It's great to be back and to bring out new subjects. I always misspell that. Start the day to away starts for, has been going on for so many years and going strong, and that people are coming, and it's a program which was succeeded and will continue succeeding, and Beit Hashem to Bema is a beautiful way to start the day. And I think that the amount of different speeches which come out of this share, different topics, different subjects, is amazing. And Beis Hashem, we still see bracha and atzlacha. I'd like to speak today about kiddush on making kiddush on pas, on bread. So we know that we need to make kiddush on wine on Shabbos, and possibly, I'm saying everything, possibly chama medino. A person can make kiddush on wherever. I don't know what the English chama medino is, if it's coffee or whiskey or tea with milk. I don't know what may get into that subject, but making kiddush on wine or chama medina. And there's another thing which it says is a person can possibly, it's a machlekes reshonim, but it's brought down the halacha that a person could make kiddush on bread, kiddush ala pas. And it's a very possibly unusual thing to happen, but it could happen. And there's a few interesting differences which I'd like to bring out. When a person makes kiddush on wine, like we do, or grape juice, or a person makes kiddush on bread. So I'd like to bring out...
Talking Friday night?
We'll talk mainly Friday night, even though Shabbos morning could be the same. But we'll talk about Friday night, and it's more clear when we're talking about Friday night than Shabbos morning. It says in the... There's a Mishnah in Brochas, where the Mishnah brings a Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about the order of making Kiddush, and we do obviously like Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai say that when we make Kiddush first, we say the Brocha of Kiddush, Asher Kiddushon Mitzvei Savorot Savono, and only after that we say Boye Priyagofen. Beis Hillel say that first we say Boye Priyagofen like we do, and then we say the Brocha of Kiddush, Asher Kiddushon Mitzvei Savorot Savono, the Brocha of Kiddush. So we do like Beis Hillel, first we say Boye Priyagofen, and then we make the Brocha of Kiddush. Now, there's an interesting subject, which especially in possibly the Hasidish world, but also many of us, maybe because we have Hasidish backgrounds, come into this subject. That when someone makes Kiddush, it happens in many houses, that the person makes Kiddush, and then afterwards, when he gives out the wine to everyone, so they make their own bracha, they make their own Boye Priyagofen. So the person made Kiddush, he made Boye Priyagofen, obviously he drinks the wine, and he gives out wine to all the people there, and each one, they take the wine and they make Boye Priyagofen. Now, if it's necessary to make Boye Priyagofen, the pashtus, it's not necessary to make Boye Priyagofen. The person made Kiddush, and everyone was Yotza Boye Priyagofen, they were also Yotza Kiddush. But if they do make Boye Priyagofen, then nothing went wrong. They didn't make a brocha levatola. It may be some sort of brocha she'enot tzricha. It's not brocha levatola. It may be some brocha she'enot tzricha. But if someone made Kiddush and he gives out wine to his wife, to his children, and they make their own Boye Priyagofen, then they made a brocha. So that's okay. It says in the Derech HaChaim a very interesting chinuch. The Derech HaChaim, just to know that
the Derech HaChaim, those who know the Derech HaChaim is. Those who don't know who the Derech HaChaim is, then we should know. The Derech HaChaim in the old Eshkol Sidurim, they had halachas. And when people used to come with the halachas, it says in the Siddur, it was from the Derech HaChaim. The Derech HaChaim wrote the Derech HaChaim, wrote in the Sivus HaMishpat, wrote the Chavastas, wrote the Beis Yaakov, to Yaskit and a few others from Betam Yod's form throughout the Shulchan Aruch. And the Derech HaChaim is a very choshuva, safer halacha, even though there are halachas in the Derech HaChaim where we may pass on different to what it says there, but the Derech HaChaim is a safer halacha, which is very... If the Derech HaChaim says something, we have to take his halachas in a serious way. And even if we don't do, we need to last a row, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, we'll see where it says not to do like the Derech HaChaim. But it says in the Derech HaChaim a halacha like this. He says that when I make kiddush on wine, and I make kiddush for my whole family, so I say boy piyah gofen, I make kiddush, and I give out the wine. If my son-in-law, he wants to make his own boy piyah gofen, he'll make his own boy piyah gofen. Says the Derech HaChaim, paskan like Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, first you should say boy piyah gofen, and then kiddush. And my son-in-law, I gave him wine, and he heard kiddush, and now he's making boy piyah gofen after kiddush. So why? How can you do it? It's not the halacha. The halacha is first make boy piyah gofen and then say kiddush. Says the Derech HaChaim, that's very basic. You don't have to drink wine during kiddush. As long as one person during kiddush drinks wine, everyone's yoitzer. So I drank wine. My son-in-law does not need to drink wine. He's yoitzer kiddush. Now he makes his own boy piyah gofen and drinks wine. So he's drinking a cup of wine, but it's not part of kiddush. That's what it says in the Derech HaChaim. Comes the Derech HaChaim with a major, major chiddush like this. He says, this is only if I make kiddush on wine. If I make kiddush on pas, on bread, on challahs, says the Derech HaChaim, that then I take my son-in-law. My son-in-law cannot afterwards make his own hamoitzi. I made kiddush, I made hamoitzi. Then I said the bracha of kiddush. My son-in-law has to be yoitzer with my hamoitzi. Because if he makes his own hamoitzi, it'll be that first he made the bracha of kiddush, and then he's making hamoitzi. And that's like Beis Shammai. You can't do like Beis Shammai, because halacha is like Beis Hillel. So therefore, comes the Derech HaChaim, there's a big kiddush, there's a difference between making kiddush on wine to making kiddush on challahs. If you make kiddush on wine, then I can make kiddush, and my son-in-law can make his own boy piyah gofen after kiddush. But if I make kiddush on challahs, then my son-in-law needs to be yoitzer the hamoitzi, which I make on kiddush, because if not, it'll work out that he heard kiddush, and then he made the brocha, which is like Beis Shammai, we pass the like Beis Hillel. That's what it says in the Derech HaChaim.
You have to wash the mitzvah before we make kiddush.
Yeah, obviously. Then in such a case, you wash first. Yeah, if someone makes kiddush, I'll pass. Then first they'll wash.
Everybody has to wash.
Right, so everyone will wash. And
everybody has to wash.
Could they say Hamoitzi with the Mekadosh?
So that they could put it there. There's a very interesting... I'm bringing up topics which are very, very negeh and very interesting. There was a question asked to the Ben Ishchai. That's because the question was brought up. The Ben Ishchai was asked that someone... So son-in-laws. Son-in-laws are the most difficult people for the fathers-in-law, and the fathers-in-law are most difficult for the sons-in-law. Okay? Worse than Shvigas. Okay, when it comes to halachas, the son-in-law and father-in-law are two separate things. So the question came to the Ben Ishchai that there was someone who got married, and his father-in-law was b'nayin hara in his old age, and when his father-in-law would make kiddush, he would swallow words. And the son-in-law asked the Ben Ishchai, what should I do? I can't tell my father-in-law I want to make my own kiddush because he'll be insulted. But I can't, I'm not hearing the whole of kiddush. So what should I do? So Ben Ishchai said, put down in the tshuvas, Ben Ishchai said that when he makes his kiddush, you say kiddush together with him. And then the Ben Ishchai comes with a big subject. When you make kiddush, do you need to hold the cup of wine? Is there halacha you need to hold a cup of wine or not? And he brings different things today. One of the things we'll bring up is soon. But is there a halacha when making kiddush you have to hold a cup of wine? Or are you yotze kiddush even if someone else... So there's two things. There's number one, if the cup is on the table. And number two, if someone else is holding the cup. If the cup's on the table, it may be that I'm still in charge of the cup. So I didn't hold the cup in my hand. It's okay. But maybe when someone else holds a cup, maybe it's more problematic. Or not. So the Benish, he speaks about it, goes, it has a longer arichos about this subject. Do you need to hold the cup? But al-Koponim, whatever happens, when someone's making Kiddush, I make Kiddush together with him at the same time, then that's fine. So in the same way, if we make Kiddush ala pas, and I make my own hamoitzi, whilst the person, my son-in-law makes his own hamoitzi, whilst I make hamoitzi, and he makes Kiddush together with me, that would be okay. But if I make Kiddush, and then afterwards he says hamoitzi, says the Derech HaChaim, that's no good, because then he's doing like Beishama, and the Aloch is like Bishilo. Where this is a question which everyone, they learn this Derech HaChaim, it's a very strange thing. If I make Kiddush al Yayin, so my son-in-law, I'm using this as an example just to get it straight. My son-in-law heard Kiddush, he does not need to drink wine. If I drank the wine, he's ready to Kiddush. Why don't we say the same thing if I make Kiddush on Pas? I made Kiddush on Pas. I ate the chalas, so my son-in-law should be Yotze Kiddush. Why does he have to eat from the chalas? So it's true he needs to eat chalas, because if not, it won't be Kiddush Mokem Suta. But let him eat his own Lechem Mishnah. I'll make Kiddush on my Lechem Mishnah. He heard Kiddush. I ate Pas, so he's Yotze Kiddush. Now he's Yotze Kiddush. Now he needs to eat bread. Let him take his own Lechem Mishnah. Why did the Chaim come along and say, if he has to be Yotze in my Hamoitzi, because if he's not Yotze in my Hamoitzi, it'll be a problem for him to make his own Hamoitzi. I hope the question's answered. It's a very strong question in the pshat of this Derech HaChaim. Why should Kiddush ala Pas be different to Kiddush ala Yain? The Pas, the bread, is instead of wine. So it should be, I made Kiddush ala Pas, I ate the Pas, he's Yotze Kiddush, now he needs to eat his meal, let him eat his meal. He'll take his own Lechem Mishnah into his own meal. It's a question which needs to be understood. There's another thing also brought down in the Derech HaChaim, which is also very unusual, very strange. It says in the Derech HaChaim like this. It's also halacha brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Derech HaChaim adds one point, which is not why I didn't find it in the Mishnah Berurah, which possibly means that we don't pasken like this la halacha lemaisa. But it says for us, the Shulchan Aruch, someone came home on Friday night, and they forgot to make Kiddush. And they washed their hands, and they made Hamoitzi. They forgot Kiddush. And after they made Hamoitzi, they started eating the challahs, and then they realized they forgot to make Kiddush. So what should they do now? They started eating the challahs, they didn't make Hamoitzi. So the halacha is very basic, that they take a cup of wine and make Kiddush. No problem. Make Kiddush, and then after they continue eating. New Hamoitzi, but Pashas they don't need to make. They make Kiddush, and they continue eating. What happens if someone made Hamoitzi, and they didn't make Kiddush yet? But they have not started eating the Chalas. They didn't start. They made Hamoitzi, and then they realized they didn't make Kiddush. So now the Halacha is also brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. So if you made Hamoitzi, you didn't yet eat. So make Kiddush on a Pas. So he now makes Kiddush on the Chalas. Again, if he started eating the pas, so he'll make Kiddush ala Yayin. If he did not yet start eating the pas, so he can't make Kiddush. He can make Kiddush on wine, but it'll be a hefsa because he made Hamoitzi. So to make Kiddush ala wine, on ala Yayin, it's not good. To eat the challahs, he can't eat the challahs because he hasn't made Kiddush yet. So what's his options? Make Kiddush ala pas. That's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Comes a derech, what's that?
I
hear what you say. I want to tell you halacha lemaisa. Okay, this is many things I'm saying which don't rely on me. This is halacha lemaisa. What happens if someone they came home? I'll speak about havdalah because it says mefurish about havdalah. Okay, someone came home, they did not yet have Havdalah, they walk in the house, and the father just started Havdalah. Father just said, Boy Priya Gofen, and they walked in after Boi Pri HaGofen. Can they be Yotza Havdalah or not? They missed HaGofen, but they heard the rest. They heard it all. The halacha is your Yotza Havdalah. You don't need to hear Boi Pri HaGofen in order to be Yotza. Because Boi Pri HaGofen is a Birkas HaNenen. That's what it says in... So, if that answers the question, it doesn't.
It certainly won't help you for Shabbos morning.
No, Shabbos morning...
Because the Hamoitzi
is the Kiddush. Okay. So Shabbos morning, that's the round. Okay, maybe next year I'll be so you can understand Shabbos morning. I don't know. So what were you asking? Because it's Havdalah? No, because the same thing is by Kiddush. But I didn't want to say it by Kiddush, because Kiddush I'm scared to say it. Even though we pass on like that. It says if someone on Friday night, they were eating before Shabbos, they're drinking, Purim, continue till Shabbos, you make Kiddush without Boi Pri HaGofen. So see, Boi Pri HaGofen is not part of Kiddush. That's in the Golden First. Boi Pri HaGofen is not part of Kiddush. It's just a... No, he's making Kiddush Alayin, yeah.
No, he's not making Alayin either.
No, he takes a cup of wine.
He hasn't eaten yet. He made the Moitz Lechem and he didn't make Kiddush.
It's Alapas, that's what it says.
That's why I asked you.
Then
the Kiddush, that it's not Kiddush Alapas.
Even though it says it is. Right. But still, that's what it says. He'll make the Bruch of Kiddush and that's it. And it's considered Kiddush Alapas. That's what it says in Alapas. But comes the Derech Chaim with a new case, right? In this case, not brought down the Mishnah Berurah. What I saw, okay, no motzasi is never a raya, but it's brought down the Derech Chaim. A person made kiddush. He came home, he washed, he made hamoitzi. He forgot to make kiddush. He made hamoitzi, and he cut the chalas. He did not yet eat. He just cut them, and then he realized that he forgot to make kiddush. What should he do now? What should he do? He's cut the chalas. So Pashas should say, make Kiddush. Comes the Derech HaChaim, says there's a problem. He doesn't have Lechem Mishnah. Because he cut the Chalas. And you need to make Kiddush a Lechem Mishnah. So what should he do? Says the Derech HaChaim, very interesting. Mahalach. He'll take the Chalas, which he plans eating tomorrow morning. He'll make Kiddush on the Chalas, which he plans eating tomorrow morning. Because that way the Kiddush will be a Lechem Mishnah. Now he has a problem because he needs the Lechem Mishnah for tomorrow morning. So what should he do? Says Derech Chaim. So he makes Kiddush on the Chalas of tomorrow morning. And then he uses the Chalas which he cut and eats them. How does he do such a thing? Says Derech Chaim. If you made Kiddush and then the wine became unavailable. So you take different wine. So here you made Kiddush on the Chalas of tomorrow and the unavailable. So now you'll take the chalas which you cut and you eat them. Again, he made kiddush, he made hamoitzi, he cut the chalas, he forgot to make kiddush. And after he cut the chalas, remember he didn't make kiddush, he hasn't eaten yet. So he takes tomorrow morning's chalas, makes kiddush on tomorrow's morning's chalas, but he can't eat them because he needs them for tomorrow. What was that?
It's only one.
No. Yeah, okay, it's one chalas, but he needs this chalas for tomorrow morning, whatever happens, he'll need the chalas for tomorrow
morning.
Yeah. Two chalas. What was that? He's got two, and so he takes tomorrow morning's chala. Yeah.
No.
So it's going to make kiddush on pass. Tomorrow's chalas. He's not going to eat them because he can't. And then he'll eat the chalas which he cut. And says in Derech Chaim, which is a pele, when you make kiddush al pas, you need to make kiddush al lechem mishnah. And the question is, why? Why do you need to make kiddush al lechem mishnah? You need to take lechem mishnah, you need to make hamoitzi al lechem mishnah. But why does kiddush have to be on lechem mishnah? If someone goes to a kiddush, and this is not halacha lemaisa, okay? I'm not saying halacha lemaisa. If you go to a kiddush on Shabbos morning, okay, I'm getting stuck Shabbos morning, I don't want to go to Shabbos, but Friday night, okay? There are places, I don't know if anyone's been to these places, but I've been. There are places that after davening on Friday night, they make kiddush in shul with cake. Okay?
Chicken soup's the latest fashion.
Okay, that, I don't know. I haven't seen that. They have fish, they have that, etc. But they make kiddush not al lechem, kiddush on mezonos. Because you can make kiddush on mezonos. If someone's has to, it's a long dancing, and they have a headache, they can go home, make kiddush on cakes. And they come back to shul, and afterwards they have the meal. There's no problem lechatchila to make kiddush a Friday night, also on cakes, on Pasa Baba Kisman. But if you make kiddush a la pas, can you make kiddush on a piece of cake or no? In the Derech HaChaim, it seems, the Al-Koponim Lechatchila, you have to make kiddush on Lechem Mishnah. Okay? The Maisa Derech HaChaim says not like that. So that's strange because it's a bit of a steer in the Derech HaChaim. Derech HaChaim says you don't need Lechem Mishnah when you make kiddush on a pas. But Al-Koponim, in this Derech HaChaim, seems you do need to. And it's a Machlokes Achronim, if a person needs to make kiddush, when a person makes kiddush al pas, does he have to make it on Lechem Mishnah? So these, we have two interesting things written in Derech HaChaim. The first one is that in normal kiddush, when I make kiddush, I can say my own boy priyagofen, my son-in-law after kiddush can make his own boy priyagofen. But if it's on pas, he has to be yoytzemai hamoytzi, or make his own hamoytzi before kiddush. That's number one. Number two, here the Derech HaChaim says when you make kiddush al pas, you have to make kiddush on Lechem Mishnah. It's also, why should you make it on Lechem Mishnah? Why can't you not just take a piece of cake? There's another halacha, a third halacha in kiddush al pas, which is also very dramatic and very interesting. And the Mishnah Berurah brings it, and Mishnah Berurah says it's not understood, but he brings it down. A person made kiddush, and then he found that he has in his cup, instead of a cup of wine, he has a cup of orange juice. So he's not yet to kiddush. You can't make kiddush on... Okay, I have to be very careful. We found a cup of water. Okay, you can't make kiddush on water. Okay, no dares, you can make kiddush on water. Water is no chama medina in any country. It's never considered chama medina. So a person made kiddush and he found he has in the cup water. So he's not yet to kiddush because you need to make kiddush on wine. Now he has two problems. Number one, he made boi priyagofen on a cup of water. Can't make boi priyagofen on a cup of water, so he's got to make another boi priyagofen. Number two, he has to make the bracha of kiddush because he made kiddush on water and not on wine. So he's got two, both, the whole kiddush is no good. Okay, so someone who made kiddush by mistake on water, he's got to make boi priyagofen again and he's got to make the bracha of kiddush again. This is poshut that he's not yotze kiddush. Not yotze kiddush, not boi priyagofen. What happens if he has wine which he planned drinking during the meal? He made boi priyagofen on kiddush, he made the bracha of kiddush, and it was on water. But he has wine, he planned drinking wine during the meal. So since he planned drinking wine during the meal, he's yotze boi priyagofen, but kiddush, he's not yotze. Boi priyagofen is yotze because he planned drinking wine, and there was wine which existed, so he made the bracha on the wine. But the kiddush is not yotze because he made kiddush on water. What happens if a person had wine on the table? And he planned drinking the wine on the table for kiddush. He's going to drink the wine which he put in the cup, which was water. And then after, he's going to take wine from the bottle to drink it for kiddush, to give it out. So here comes the Mefoshim, let's put down the Mishnah Berurah. He's yotze kiddush, and he's yotze boi priyagofen. He's yotze boi priyagofen because he planned drinking wine. And he's yotze kiddush because he planned drinking wine during kiddush, and the wine is there. So it's considered that he made kiddush on the wine. This is all brought down the halacha, and if it ever happens to someone that they by mistake made kiddush on raspberry juice or ribena or whatever it may be, I don't know, of course, I don't know. But whatever it may be, someone made kiddush on one of these drinks and it worked out that it wasn't wine, then it gets into this complication. If he had wine on the table, which he planned drinking, then he planned drinking as kiddush, it's considered he made kiddush on that wine, so he's yotze kiddush. Comes along the Radbaz and says that this whole halacha is only if he did not have chalas on the table. But if he had chalas on the table, so it's considered he made kiddush on the chalas, so he makes hamoitzi, because he said boi priyagofen. He makes hamoitzi, but he does not need to say the bracha of kiddush, he'll just say hamoitzi and drink and eat the chalas. That's what it says in the Radbaz. That's the Mishnah Berurah. I don't understand. He didn't make kiddush on chalas. He made kiddush on wine. It's true he had it on the table, but he needs to want to make kiddush on that. Who makes kiddush on chalas? A normal person makes. He was holding a cup of wine. He was making kiddush on wine. So Mishnah Berurah says, don't understand this Radbaz. It doesn't make any sense. how is it possible this Yotzer? But it's a Radbaz. You can't just argue on the Radbaz. So Mr. Moore tries to find a way to say the Radbaz speaking only in a certain case, but that's what the Radbaz says in the Chayodom, brings it in Halacha, that if a person had Chalas on the table, even though he made Kiddush on Rabina, then he could just make Hamoitzi and eat the Chalas without making a new Kiddush. And it's a Pele. What was that? Has the element of Kivega's question, and Kivega asked it. What's that? Exactly, that's the Mishnah Berurah's question. How's he Yoti? Wasn't Mechaman on the Chala?
So in your previous case, when he was going to make a bracha on the Chalas after Kiddush.
Right. Yeah, so here we'll work out with the Evet.
Yeah, but that's with the Evet, but he's doing Kivega Shammai then.
Right. I know, but it'll be Yoitza. We ever spoke about Bishamai and Bishamai?
You mentioned earlier.
No, once in the past year. When do we our chuppah make Boi Priyagofen first, that Bismillah make Boi Priyagofen first. On the Seder night, at the end of the Seder, we first say the Baruch Asher Goalono, and then we say Boi Priyagofen. Why don't we say Boi Priyagofen first? Mm-hmm. And there's a few things, a very, very interesting subject itself, this whole Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hashem, that we should one day get to. I need to come to England more often. It makes me professional. So in any case, we have three questions on Kiddush al Hapas, and here the Chol we see a Yesoid, which we'll finish off with this, that there's a difference between Kiddush al Yayin to Kiddush al Hapas. That Kiddush al Yayin, we actually, when we make Kiddush, we need to make Kiddush with Mekadosh HaShabbos. Now, when we make Kiddush al Yayin, I'm saying it basically, even though it could speak about it a long time, but it's getting late. We make Kiddush al Yayin, so we're actually making Kiddush, and we've got a couple of Kiddush which we made together with the Yayin. It's Kiddush al Yayin. Kipshute. When someone makes Kiddush al Hapas, they're not making Kiddush al Hapas. They're not making Kiddush that the chalas are a cup of wine. When someone makes Kiddush al Hapas, it's not Kiddush al Hapas, it's Kiddush al Suuda. It's Kiddush on Suuda Shabbos. That person's making Kiddush. And the way to make Kiddush is by having a Su'udah together with the Kiddush. And that's why the halachas change. When I make Kiddush ala Su'udah, my son-in-law can't say, you made Kiddush ala Su'udah, so you are Yoytze Kiddush, so I'm Yoytze Kiddush, now I'll make my own Hamoytze. Because the Kiddush has to be ala Su'udah. He also has to be part of the Su'udah. And that's why he has to be Yoytze my Boye Piagofen, the Hamoitzi before Kiddush. In the same way, when I make Kiddush al Hapas, says the Derech HaChaim, that it needs to be al Lechem Mishnah, because it needs to be part of the Suda. It can't just be take a piece of bread and make Hamoitzi and it's Kiddush, I'm going to Kiddush. Kiddush has to be al Suda Shabbos. And possibly, that's what the Radbaz is coming to say. That when I make Kiddush, I'm always making Kiddush al HaSu'udah. I'm making Kiddush with a cup of wine. But the Maisa, I'm making Kiddush al HaSu'udah. It's considered I made Kiddush on the Su'udah. And that's why it's considered always that I made Kiddush al HaPas. Let's bring up, we've got 1 minute left, and a question which came up this Shabbos, it made me crazy, and I don't know an answer, and I hope they're not listening online. I'm sure they're not, because they're pot from Talmud Torah, the women. But I was on Shabbos with my parents, and two old women came in to visit my parents. They had not yet made Kiddush. And my mother asked them, would they like Kiddush? So it's first yes, okay. So they came to listen to Kiddush. So my mother asked me to make Kiddush. Now I made Kiddush already. I made Kiddush. I did not say yet Ala Geffen. I did not say there was Kiddush. Made Kiddush on cakes, whatever. I did not yet make Ala Geffen. And now two women want to be Yoytze Kiddush. Am I allowed to make Kiddush to be Moitzi them? Okay, I've not yet said Ala Geffen. I've not said Ala Geffen. Can I say Boyri Piagofen to be Moitzi them? Now, I want to make this, it's a very complicated subject and it comes up very often. What is the problem? If I make Boyri Piagofen and they drink the wine, so that might be okay. Because by Kiddush Saloches, I'm allowed to make Boyri Piagofen without drinking the wine, they'll drink the wine. But what happens when, you know, when two women come along and they're not going to drink the wine? And they're going to have a tiny bit. So the mice, they don't need to drink the wine. If I make kiddush, I make boy priyagofen, and I drink the wine and they drink a tiny bit. So is this considered a bracha levatola? Because I, to drink the wine, do not need to make boy priyagofen. Because I've already made boy priyagofen. I haven't yet said bracha achoina. For me to drink the wine, I don't need to make boy priyagofen. They're not drinking the wine, so I'm not making a bracha for them. I'm making a bracha for myself. For myself, I don't need to make a bracha.
You are making a bracha for them if they have a tiny bit.
But they don't need to drink. Right, but they don't need to drink it for kiddush. So to drink it stam, they're drinking it stam. I can't make a bracha, baby, I'm going to be with someone's stomach. Only for kiddush I can do it. So it's a very big problem. It's very noigea if someone makes kiddush on schnapps. When they make kiddush on schnapps, the women don't touch it. So the husband drinks the schnapps and... And woman's here, it's a kiddush. So someone went to a kiddush, and then his wife comes over to the mechitza, I haven't had kiddush, can you make kiddush for me? Now, you didn't make a bracha achoin, you didn't make point of fashis. Take another cup of schnapps, right? And you drink it, and I don't know if she does, she doesn't, maybe whatever, but lemaisa, am I allowed to make the shahakoil to be moitzi her when she's not going to drink it? And I do not need to make shahak. It's very negia the maisa. Person has to be careful not to get into this situation. And it's a problematic situation. The maisa I made boy piagofen for them, thinking they're going to drink the wine. And then when I finished kiddush, they said, I drank some of the wine. They drank the wine. And they said, no, we don't want to eat. We've got cake at home. So it wasn't even mokim suda, and they drank wine before that. Kids, all the problems existed. That's not nice what happened. But in any case, Avoy says, beautiful to come here. What was that? I don't know if it's Teichem Brochus. I don't know. But in any case, Shkoyach, everyone, and Beis Hashem, to have a good day as well. My